Latrice, do you want to eat a kangaroo?
I thought we were done covering Down Under.
We are, but one of our listeners wants to have a party to celebrate by eating some kangaroo.
Oh, baby, no, I don't know about that. But stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Manila.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
You got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey. Welcome to the Chop with Latrice Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Let's chop it up.
Before we dive into our week, let's dive into our inbox.
Latrice and I love reading your emails on the air, so please send us those emails at latriceandmanila@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we got here, Latrice?
From Zand. Is that Zand?
X-A-N-D?
Zand.
Short for Xander.
Xander? Xanderella?
Xanderific?
Xanderdo? Okay.
Xanderdo?
Hello, you gorgeous, fabulous fabulosities. I am a Sydney drag fag who lives right near the Imperial Hotel. Famous from the film Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and a big fan of you both. Latrice, you have expressed your reluctance to eat gamey meat, and no one likes bad meat in their mouth. Absolutely. But I would like to invite you both to dinner. Mm-hmm. Kangaroo meat is very healthy, and although can be trickier to cook than standard meats, is delicious. So when the world is more open, I'm offering an open invitation to dinner. Let me cook you both a meal with kangaroo. You can bring bodyguard snipers if you feel the need to be more comfortable. I just want to show you how delicious some Aussie food can be. No dick pic attached, as this is different. as that is a different mom podcast. But the meat will be fresh and delicious. With love, Zand. Zand. Let me tell you something, Zand.
We are both lucky that there is a global pandemic happening right now, because otherwise we would have no excuse.
But the thing of it is, let me tell you, it's like, I really don't have very many good eating experiences in Australia at all when I think about it. I'm just going to be honest. I think y'all food is pretty gross. I thought I was going to get the seasonings and the pleasingness, and I got horrible pizza in Australia.
Okay, well, that's your first problem. You went to go eat pizza when you should have been at Zan's house eating some kangaroo meat.
Some home-cooked
kangaroo steaks, maybe?
Okay, don't tell me what it is. Don't tell me what it is. And then maybe...
No, baby, you're going to... I have a feeling that when you chew on it, you're going to know it, that this is not chicken, that this is not
or
pork.
Or beef.
This is not beef. This is definitely...
This is not a brisket, girl, from the barbecue.
This is not some Nutria and Dooley sausage. Yeah.
Oh, you're there. Have you had any? You didn't get no...
I am down in the South right now for my friend's birthday, and I have had an andouille sausage.
But Nutria?
But not made with Nutria. I know.
You ain't had no sausage then. You ain't had no sausage. If it wasn't Nutria, you ain't eating sausage. You ain't had
bite. Oh, yes, I did. You've eaten so much Nutria sausage. No, for those of you who don't know what Nutria is a...
Large swamp rat.
Yeah, basically like a beaver, but with a rat tail.
Yeah. This huge, huge, gross-looking thing, oily.
But apparently,
people eat it.
I hear that if you hunt them in the bayou, you get $6 a tail. Because I think they're in a, like an invasive species.
They are invasive, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we are talking about Down Under, and I think we're just trying to change the subject, Zand. Actually, you know what? I think we might be busy that day.
Look, even though we haven't picked a date yet, we might be busy.
Yeah, we're definitely busy. Hey, actually, you know what, though? I have a feeling that Zand probably does cook a delicious kangaroo steak or whatever. So I'm down.
You know what Zan could have done?
Oh.
Since you didn't send dick pics, you could have sent some food pics of your culinary skills to entice us and make me want to come and be intrigued. Oh. So it's not too late to do that. So still, just email latricemanila@gmail.com. You know it. And send us some of your culinary specialties so we can be enticed to get our mouths.
Yes, and mind you, we can't taste a picture sent in an email. So make sure that it's plated nice. Presentation is everything.
It's everything. It's everything. In this category, presentation is 10, honey.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, maybe one day you might be able to convert us.
Thanks, Zand.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe Zand is the one to do it.
Maybe.
All right. Well, hey, it's more of a storyline if we're reluctant to eat the kangaroo meat in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so then
converted. Maybe we will be converted. Maybe we will find Kangaroo Jesus. Kangaroo Jesus.
Well,
I think we should read another email because yes, I just want to change the subject.
Let's move right along. Who is this one from?
This one's from K. The letter K. I don't know.
Okay.
To my dear favorite drag podcasters, Latrice and Manila. Latrice, that's us. I have a huge dilemma on my mind. I am in love with my oldest friend of 8 years. However, our friendship is complicated. He always wanted to have me in his life, so he could never fully commit to a relationship with me because he didn't want to have to handle the heartbreak of me leaving him completely if it came to that point between us. Oh, shit. Despite my strong emotions towards him, I am in a relationship because I believe although I can't be with him, I still deserve to have a good love life. My current boyfriend doesn't want me to have any contact with him.
No.
So he is blocked on all social media.
Of course.
I love my current boyfriend, but I am constantly thinking of my old best friend and if he thinks about me too. I'm not sure if I should stay in my current relationship of 1.5 years. Or if I should leave him and try to rekindle with my old best friend. Any advice is appreciated. Thanks.
Ooh,
K.
Whoa. Okay. This is really complex because there's a lot of things going on. Like, you are in love with your best friend. My question to you is that, are you in love with your boyfriend? There's a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone. And so that's where the conundrum comes in, because if you're in love with someone else, how can you fully give yourself to this other person that you're supposed to be in a relationship with? So, like, it calls into question, you're already calling into question whether or not you should be with this person or not. If your heart's not there, then the answer is no. That's just the simple way about it. Have you and the other part is, have you and your old best friend ever been intimate?
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all seen each other's bits and touched?
Well,
and
it says there, however, our friendship is complicated. So I'm going to read into that and be like, maybe some bits have gone into other bits. Maybe?
Some bits have touched other bits.
Other bits, I'm thinking.
Well, if that is the case, I mean, it's already complex. And see, the thing of it is that the boyfriend knows his spidey senses is going off and sensing that, no, you can't have any contact with this dude because you have feelings for him, which he is right. He is completely valid in that. So you got to decide what you want to do there. Like, where's your heart?
I feel like the current boyfriend seems like it's like the replacement, because
you can't settle it.
Yeah. So I feel like you're at this crossroads where you want to fully commit, because you're gonna have to it's like an either or situation,
right?
Like, you do it on 100%, or you actually, you know what, find a new boyfriend. that's cool with your current, your old boyfriend or your old friend. How about that?
That part.
There you go. That's my solution to you.
But don't tell your new boyfriend that you have feelings for your old best friend.
No. You need to be open and honest with whatever boyfriend. And if that boyfriend doesn't want your, like,
oh, so you might can find a situation where you can have your cake and eat it too, is what you're saying.
Yes. So your current boyfriend just has to be cool with your old boyfriend still kind of, no, not your old, your old best friend. Mm-hmm. To be in this kind of relationship, sexual tension and all.
Or try to convince your current boyfriend to get with the get down and y'all get together and have a good old time. I mean, it is a 2021. I'm just saying.
Yes.
There's a lot of like threepleness going on, polyamorous, all the kind of things, options. And obviously, you know, your heart can belong to more than just one love.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But so you get gotta figure that out.
Get out a box or two of wine. Put on some old seasons of Drag Race. Get those two men in your life drunked up. Have a pair of size 12 high heel shoes, just two pairs of heights. And then let the alcohol do the rest, baby.
Let it have, all right. Honey. Let it have.
Now, if you need some advice or just want to toot your own horn, then send us an email at latricemanila@gmail.com. You might read it on the show.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Latrice, I think we should dive into our week. How's your week been? Fill me in. What's going on over there in London town?
Oh, girl, it's like almost over.
I know.
Just one more week, that's it.
Okay, well, how about this? I remember you mentioning in passing that Dame Judi Dench kicked you out of your dressing room.
She did, which was wonderful. It was an honor to be able to host her. She didn't really kick me out. She just asked to use it. But her and her daughter, Fenty, were having, actually her daughter, Fenty, and her grandson were having a show, a one night only. It was called Attention to Williams. and they basically, because, you know, Judy had been going on TikTok, her daughter had got her on TikTok, the grandson got her on TikTok, and
oh my gosh,
so she does not do social media at all, so she kind of became a little famous because of the quarantine and the lockdown, so they really bonded, and so it kind of like developed into a little show. So they had a one-off show at the same theater, and she graced me with her presence in her in my dressing room, and I didn't know her daughter.
So it was in the same theater. Mm. Like your set is still up there, and she's like, "You know what? I'm just going to come on in."
Well, they cover it. They'll cover it like with the black, like the black tarp, and make it all black, whatever.
Okay.
With the curtains or whatever. But it's all stabilized and staged there, so they just transform it.
And so, of all the dressing rooms, she picked your dressing room
because it's big.
Okay, I forgot. The ensuite,
you know.
Is this the same dressing room that Dame Judi Dench has used before when she's been in this theater?
Correct.
Oh, so she's like, oh, I want my dressing room. Oh, I'm sorry, Dame Judi Dench, but Latrice Royale, who is a queen, she technically outranks you, so it's hers right now. Well, and she had call up Miss Queen Elizabeth II. Ask for your permission.
The funny thing of it is, though, when I heard that, like, all Fenty did was said, like, we could go home now. I can just die because, you know, I've been in Latrice's room this whole entire time, and this is the highlight of my night. Was that I was just like, oh, that is so sweet, and then they left me a little cute little thank you. An autographed picture. Here, I'm gonna see if I can pull it up on my phone.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Yeah. So no, but isn't there like strict? Isn't? Oh wow, she made a little note for you with a picture of herself in a beautiful black turtleneck. Oh, she looks so chic.
So good, right?
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
So you got to like hang out with her? Like, isn't there like strict COVID restrictions?
No, right. Correct. So we did get to briefly cross paths, but we had to do testing beforehand and do
Latrice was like, absolutely not, go make sure that Dame Judi Dench is tested and COVID free before she comes breathing up in my dressing room,
trying to keep it cute and stuff. But no, it was a lot of fun. And did I say that I had already did I tell you that I went to go see Les Mis as well?
Oh, no.
Well, we were on the way to Les Mis. Yeah, that's what happened. So we went to Les Mis, the concert here in London. And oh, my God. It's my favorite musical score.
It's like, got the best music. And it's like 3 hours of it, too.
It is long. I didn't realize.
But it's all great music.
But it's all great music. And I can sing along. And I can just be like, well, actually, I couldn't sing along. I just was in amazement because these men in the cast were singing their faces off. I mean, whoa, I was like, how are you doing that? And you can see the spit coming. We were close enough to see all the spit coming out their mouth, and it was intense and
just COVID everywhere, all over the
that part. Now you've been touched the zone on something now, because the funny thing of it is I had heard before I went, like, four cast members had got COVID.
Of Les Mis?
Of Les Mis. But, you know, they have like fucking 30 different people, like 30 different productions to choose the best people from. So they can just rotate people in. They have a plethora of like people who can just come.
Okay, yes. Albert, you played Jean Valjean in 93. Right, jump on in here. You do have COVID?
That
no,
part.
Okay, good.
Well, bitch, the guy who was playing Javert, mm-hmm. bitch, I was like, he the one that needs to be tested, because he spat the most. I mean, bitch, it was a shower. Like, he was spitting everywhere. And I was just like, girl, everybody need to get tested off of this microphone. Don't be coming up to that microphone, bitch. Get some Lysol, honey. Some Clorox wipes,
oh my
honey.
God. So this is after you got infected by Dame Judi Dench.
Correct.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a total dream that came true. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So what an interesting night.
We had a good time. We went to Madame Tussauds during the day. Me and Christopher, we just had a good little date night and everything. It was really cute.
Oh my God, I love that. I went to, when I was in London with Michael, we really wanted to go see Les Mis, but Lair was like, it was a cheap ticket that was obstructed view. And I was like, man.
Oh, who? No got time for that. No.
But
no.
I mean, if I wasn't feeling... Because I'm so familiar with the show, I could just fill it in with my own imagination, even if there's like a giant column in my way. But we decided against it.
Yeah.
We saved our money.
I was just really glad that the single were good. The girls were okay. Eponine was the one that was the best girl out of the group.
Isn't she always, though?
She was so good. Well, no, because when I saw it in Broward, in my theater, in home, it was a tour cast, obviously. I left mad at her.
Oh.
Because she was so busy trying to die, she didn't sing.
Oh, no.
Sing the song.
Sing, bitch. A little Fall of Rain, okay? Right. Yes.
You know exactly. That's it.
Yes. Give me those notes, girl. Before you die, bless us with the voice and the song.
Thank you. Yeah. And she did not. So.
Yes. Wow. Well, that's like that. Fun.
Yeah. Good time. Well, let's get back into our inbox. We have more.
This one is from Jake. Hi, Latrice and Manila. Love listening to you weekly. I have a problem. My boyfriend has been living with me in my apartment for the past 4 or 5 months and barely contributes financially. I can already say where this is going.
Get the fuck out. Out, baby. Get out.
Whether it's rent, bills, food, etc. We have similar incomes and he has way more money saved up than me. Well, because he's not paying for anything.
Hello.
I brought up sharing rent and the electricity bill, and the response I got was, well, this is your apartment, and the electricity bill is pretty much the same since I moved in, so it's not, I'm not even here.
Oh, my God, but you are there, bitch.
I pay all the bills, all the food, drinks, snacks, pretty much everything except for gas money for his car. If he would just pay for half the bills, which would add up to about $200 to $250 a month, I wouldn't complain. But it's when literally nothing except for a few things here on there, it adds up to like $20 a month. Okay, well, that's straight up greedy in my opinion. And to add to that, I clean, do the dishes, wash clothes.
I cook
all the food, clean the litter box, pretty much. Okay, I don't even feel like I need to read the rest of this damn thing.
No, I'm out. No, ma'am. This is unacceptable. No.
Jake is asking us how to bring things up so that he understands how frustrating it is. I've tried to explain how many times I make. Okay, here's. I can't even, Jake. I can't even finish your email. Here's what you need to do. You need to kick his ass out of your damn apartment.
That's it. Like, for the sake, like, if y'all are going to continue for real, then this relationship needs to be equal. And right now, you're feeding fucking and financing him. So why would he go anywhere? He doesn't have anything to do. Like, what? He has a good life right now. So, you're being used, whether you know it or not, you're being used, and you need to bring it up. And it's really simple. Like, he've already tried to justify the fact that the electricity bill has not gone up very much, and he's not even there. But you are there, Blanche. You are. So, you need to kick in some coin, pull your weight. Do some laundry, clean around this apartment. Bitch, do something. Because that's not going to work.
Yeah. It's really ridiculous. Is he paying for rent? Clearly not.
It doesn't sound like it. Barely contributes. So.
Well, I understand, like, when you're, like, in a relationship with someone and they have like a nice house and you want to sleep over and you know, you then eventually like leave your toothbrush there. And then all of a sudden you have like a pair of socks and you know, your other set of shoes. And then all of a sudden, you know, half the closet's yours and you're basically living there. So maybe what you want to do is if you want to stay in a relationship with him and live with him, then maybe it's time for you to get a new apartment together.
That part.
Then you're both on the lease. You then share like, hey, I'm going to pay the electric bill. You're going to pay the gas bill and the heating bill. And then we're going to split the, do it that way. You can do that. If you really want this relationship to work, then maybe that's what you need to do.
He's been living there the past 4 or 5 months. So why did he move from his last situation? What prompted that?
Yeah. Does he have his own place where he could go back to? If he doesn't,
it sounds like he probably in between things, and then like this is his like way of saving up so he can punch it and go wherever. You know what I mean? If he getting coins stacked up, you know, it doesn't sound like a very good situation either which way. Yeah. So
I would say maybe, yeah, or tell his ass to do the dishes.
Yeah, bitch, you got to do something around here. Yeah, bitch.
Because you know, like. You know, because like doing dishes and washing clothes and cooking food and cleaning the litter box, that could add up to like an equivalent of $200 to $250 a month.
Yeah.
If you put a monetary value on them, maybe you need to tell him to do that if he doesn't want to like fork up $200.
Baby, you got to do something. You got to do something. Pull your weight.
Yes. Or dump his ass.
Or dump his ass. So, either which way, he needs to be called in for questioning. And
call him in, baby.
Call him in for questioning, honey, and let have.
I think, Jake, you know what to do. That sounds like a kind of a bit of annoying thing. And how dare your boyfriend think that he can get away with that shit?
The worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Jake, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more shit.
Talk some more shit. You got the job. 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 Girl, you got the job.
Okay, we are back, and now, you know, we're going to be going into another franchise of Drag Race.
Oh my gosh, can you believe it? Now, I feel bad because it, like, Drag Race España came out and it was overlapping while we were covering Drag Race Down Under.
Yeah.
But, so we're going to be a little bit behind, but, you know, whatever. And then also we have Drag Race All-Star 6 happening.
Yeah, and I am loving it. I saw the first two episodes. Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to be covering All-Star 6 on the Chop podcast, but...
Race Chasers are.
Race Chaser is, so make sure you subscribe to their show. But Latrice, who are you rooting for?
Kylie Sonique Love. Without hesitation or question. That is it. That's it for me.
That is it for you. I was rooting for my sister Jiggly, but then I watched the first two episodes and then I saw that Jiggly does not make it very far.
See?
So I'm scrambling to find a new queen to vote for, like to root for.
All right. Yeah. No, mm-hmm.
So now I'm like at square one again. So I'm excited for the next episode so I can be like, who am I going to root for?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, since the summer has just started, we decided that for our tops and chops this week, we're going to top and chop our favorite and least favorite things about summer, or good and bad things about summer. Bitch, you know the number one thing is, bitch, I live in Florida, so this heat, the heat is the
is your favorite thing. Oh, it's, okay. Oh, no. Is that your top, Latrice?
Are we doing the top first? Oh, my favorite thing. Oh, okay.
We already started with the chop. And yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So my least favorite is the heat and the mosquitoes. Mm. So, but we do a treatment with our Orkin people to do this fogger so we don't get so many mosquitoes. But it'd be so hot, nobody want to be sitting outside anyway. You know what I mean? So unless you're directly in the water... Then there's no need to be outside.
There's none. You're lucky in Florida, like the air conditioning is on point in that state.
Baby,
like
trust.
It's like always functioning in your car. It's always central air wherever you go.
In my garage.
70 degrees. Even in the garage, girl. We got a
window unit in the garage, but we got AC up in there, so that's where we
go. In case you need to
smoke.
Yes. And there you go. I'm gonna second that. The least favorite thing my chop of every summer is the heat. I'm currently down south right now, and the humidity is no joke.
You're in the bayou.
Now I understand why the girls in Florida all have body yaddy yaddy, because it's just too hot to be wearing all them styrofoam
the pads and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
that's where the term swamp ass comes from as well.
You need one of them like swamp fan boats to go wipe your ass.
Just steamy, honey.
God. what's your top then? What's your favorite thing about the summer?
Naked people.
Because it's so hot and humid.
The beaches, being on the water, on the boat, on the jet ski or whatever. You know, I do enjoy water sports. those kind of water sports.
Wait, the ones where you like jet skiing or the ones you're feeling heat on?
Yeah, right.
Both. Whatever. Both of them cools you off. Let me just.
You're so stupid.
Oh, I know what I'm sending you for your birthday next summer.
What?
A cup of my ice cold. Set them next to your jar of nuts, girl.
Oh, Lord. Gross.
Okay. My favorite thing about summer, I think, is probably the long days.
Oh, they are long days.
I love when the sun doesn't set till 9
p.m. 8, 9 o'clock, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're here, 11.
Really?
Bitch, we get 4 hours of darkness here right now.
Oh, what, you're in London?
Yeah, and so the sun comes up early.
The higher you are north.
Yeah, it goes down late and comes up early.
I remember when I was very young, my parents took us on a camping trip, road trip from Minnesota to Alaska.
What?
And we drove up to the Arctic Circle one summer, and it was literally no darkness. Like, you watch the sun kind of looked like she was going to set. She was dipping down, and then she was like, psych! And then she came right back up.
What?
Mm-hmm.
See, that would fuck me up. Like, I have a problem sleeping during the daytime, so I would have to have a sleep mask or something, because I would be all screwed up.
Yeah.
So then in the
winter, the sun just kind of peaks over the edge of this horizon and then goes back down.
So everything should be just 24. Everything should be 24 hours in the summertime. You should be able to just go and shop and do whatever.
Yes.
24 hours in the summertime. I mean, if it's up, I think businesses should be open.
When it's closed, everyone just stays at home for the entire day and night.
And hibernate. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay. I love the long days. I feel like I can get more accomplished. More drinks can be consumed.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn, damn, mm-hmm. damn.
And that's our tops and our chops.
It sure is. And thank you so much for listening to The Chop.
Make sure you subscribe to our show and please rate and review us on your podcast app. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. We want to hear from you, so hit us up at latricemanila@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon.
We'll see you next week to find out
who or what gets the chop.
Forever.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.